You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester City to win is 5-1, and Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win in the betting at 4-1. Top two in the Premier League prior to the weekend's matches. And Derek, this is all about Jamie Vardy looking to break Ruud van Nistelrooy's record for most consecutive games with a goal. And I suppose many will be attracted by that enhanced odds offer there. 5-1, Vardy to score and Leicester to win.
Well, you'd have been paid out most games this season. He's been sensational. And you look at them, and after four games into the season, I thought, yeah, the wheels will fall off. You know, but half a dozen games, you will see Leicester going back to their rightful place, you know, in the lower reaches. But they're sitting top, and it doesn't look likely to happen. The wheels don't look like falling off, mainly because of Vardy, but also a great supporting cast he's got there, led by Mahrez. And I'm looking at this fixture, and I'm wondering why Man United are such sure favourites to win, 13-10, not much more than even money. Yeah, it's Man United, but if they were called something else and playing the way they are now, they'd be 3-1. I couldn't possibly back Man United. I just can't see them winning this game. And I think Leicester, when you see a bandwagon, jump aboard it. You know, maybe we're a bit late for it because all the fancy prices have gone, but they're still over 2-1, a side that's done absolutely nothing wrong. And I think they'll beat Man United, I really do.
Mm. They are 21-10 to win this game. Derek said if they were called something else, I think the fans are calling them something else at the moment.
Shoot. Lee. Attack, isn't
yeah,
it?
Because they were poor midweek against PSV Eindhoven, no doubt about it, drew 0-0. And the manager was there to make changes that influenced the game. He made changes on Wednesday night against PSV, and by all accounts they got worse as the game went on, and PSV were pretty comfortable there.
Look, United, we all know United are a particularly boring team to watch at the moment. Although I suppose, you know, you would argue that you know, that away game against Watford wasn't particularly boring because Watford had to come out and play. I think if United get an early goal, it really opens up the game. But while the other team is at nil, Manchester United don't really seem like they really have to go out and attack. And that's the problem here. But I think, you know, with Leicester's ability to score goals, I think we will see goals here. My worry for Derek is that his extra bit of weight is going to break all the wheels on this bandwagon as he jumps aboard.
God you're not on it then.
Because let's be fair about this. Leicester have had a brilliant start to the season, as evidenced by where they're sitting in the table. But, you know, but I mean, all right, they beat Crystal Palace at home. Decent result, went to Southampton, got a draw, that's decent as well. But this is where it all starts to really like take hold. You know, look at the games they've got coming up. There is some really, really tough games to come for Leicester City. You know, played Arsenal, lost 5-2. Now, is that evidence already that they can't do it against the big sides? They've got Manchester United, then they've got Swansea, but then they've got Chelsea, they've got Everton, they've got Liverpool, both those Merseyside teams, back-to-back away games on the 19th of December and the Boxing Day, and then they're at home to Manchester City just before New Year. So this could have all unravelled in terms of form by 2016. Now, they'll still be doing great. They'll still probably pick up a few points along the way, so they'll still be on around 32 points, even if they do bottom out. I just wonder if that belief will extend to the big clubs. I'm not so sure. Some big prices around about, you know, Vardy though, 13-8 to, you know, to break this record, or to score in this match effectively. Also some specials around his consecutive goal scoring record. When will it end? Exactly 10, i.e. now 4-11, exactly 11, 5-1, exactly 12, 6-1, and 13 games or more, 10-1. It's currently on 10, of course, and we put up the 11-1, didn't we? I think all three of us loved that 11-1 when it was put up for him to break the record three games ago. So if you sat on that bet, then you'd be having a little bit on the 4-11, I guess, wouldn't you? Just to if you're that way inclined. As for this game, I think there will be goals. I think Leicester only know one way of playing, and that's to attack. I think the Vardy thing the crowd will be absolutely buoyant. You know, there's no reason for them to sit back and try and contain this Man United team, and you know, with the defensive problems that Man United may have with injuries, you know, go and get them. You know, pace hurts teams. And with the pace of Mahrez and with Vardy in the form he's in, I see no reason that Leicester will sit back. I just think if they come forward, Man United will have a go as well. Total match goals, you're looking at over 2.5 even money. Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, over 2.5 goals, even money. And I think some people forget that this was the game last year, this fixture last year in September was the game where Vardy really announced himself.
5 goals he scored against Man United, didn't he?
He set up 4 and scored 1.
Yeah.
So he was sensational in that game, and they came from behind to win 5-3. Leicester 21-10 to win this game. That's Derek's bet. The draw 23-10, Manchester United 13-10, and Lee playing the over 2.5 goals at even money.
13-10 for Manchester United at Leicester. Imagine that.
I know, at the start of the season.
Well, any time in the history of football.
I couldn't touch it. And it's an interesting one. Just say Man United were to win this, right, and go top of the league. You know, Man United fans don't want Blackface there. So he could, you know...
They'll want him there if he starts winning trophies, though.
No, but is it conceivable that a manager could be sacked with his club top of the league?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
I think he's got...
He's doing all right.
He's got until the end of the season, hasn't he? If they don't qualify for the Champions League, he's definitely out. And maybe if they finish fourth, he might struggle to keep his job as well.
I'd rather be a Man United fan watching that, sat on 27 points with the hope of improving as the season goes on, than, I don't know, say, a Liverpool fan in ninth with 20 points.
No, you know what, Lee? You remember the days of Roy Evans when Liverpool, the white suit team, what did they used to call them? The Spice Boys.
Spice Boys,
they
yeah.
They were fantastic to watch Liverpool. And, okay, they weren't winning anything. I think they won an FA Cup maybe or something. But they were, you know, they were not struggling, not challenging for the league. But they were fantastic to watch. I honestly, as a grown adult now, I prefer that.
You're not a grown adult, Derek.
I much prefer that. Than say, if Man United was in the league playing where they are now, the way they are now. No, don't give me that. I'd rather watch Liverpool finish in third, playing the football they played in those days, than watching Man United.
As long as they don't wear them suits, we'll all be all right, won't we?
That's actually the biggest revelation on the podcast, that Derek's a grown adult, I think.
in physicality.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.